感谢主，大家平安。
Thanks to the Lord and peace to you all.
啊，今天早上的聚会，想用哈该书啊，跟我们大家一起学习，互相勉励。
This morning we are going to study the book of Haggai.
这个哈该书只有短短两章哦。
There are only two chapters in this book.
这里面的信息对我们有非常好的教训跟勉励。
But the messages are very encouraging and instructive.
这哈该先知啊，他在原文的名字是啊节期啊欢乐的意思。
The name Haggai actually means festive in its original language.
那这表示以色列民呐、啊，他们虽然亡国被掳在外邦的地方。
This tells us even though the Israelites have lost their own nation and they were in exile.
他们有一个盼望，也预先看到说他们会回到他们本来的国度。
But they had a hope that they would be able to eventually return to their own country.
啊，重新在圣殿里面，再来向神所结，亲近神，得享神的祝福，啊，欢喜快乐的那一种情景。
And they imagined that they would still be happy at one point of time and to be able toreturn to the holy temple of the Lord and rejoice over that.
那么这个哈该先知啊，跟撒加利亚先知都是以色列民要回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿啊，相当重要的先知。
The two prophets, Zechariah and Haggai, are both important figures in the Bible history because both of them have instructed the Israelites to return to their own nation.
哈该书啊，神借着话语啊，临到哈该先知啊，这个时间相当短，大概三个多月啊，不到四个月。
The book of Haggai basically recorded that the Lord's word had come upon the prophet Haggai, and this happened in a short period of 3 months.
啊，连续有五项的信息。
And there are 5 messages consecutively.
啊，虽然时间很短啊。啊、但是对以色列人信仰的复兴啊，有非常大的帮助。
Even though it happened in a very short period of time, but it was a very important a phase to the Israelites' faith.
我们先谈到当时的时代背景啊。
We want to briefly introduce the historical background.
以色列民在迦南地啊，在那边建立国度以后
，After the Israelites had established their own nation in the land of Canaan.
但是因为后来的王啊带领他们离开神拜偶像。
The latter kings have led their people astray and started worshipping idols.
所以王国分裂。
So the kingdom was divided.
啊被朝啊后来被亚述在西元前721年就把它灭掉了。
And the northern kingdom was destroyed by the, by another nation in 721 BC.
啊，南朝的犹大国啊，虽然又延续了100多年。
And the kingdom of Judah, sustained for another 100 years.
啊，最后还是亡在巴比伦国的手下。
But was destroyed eventually by the nation of Babylon.
啊，巴比伦呐、啊，巴比伦王分三次把犹太人呐、啊，啊，把那边掳到巴比伦地区。
The king of Babylon.Made 3 different efforts, and each time, he was able to, capture more and more Israelites and brought
them. 第一次是西元前呐、啊，606年。
The first happened in 606 BC.
第二次是597。
And the second, 597 BC.
第三次是586。
And the third, 586 BC.
所以从这里以后啊，整个以色列国啊就全部亡掉了。
So afterwards, there is no longer a kingdom of the Israelites.
百姓被分散在世界各地。
Because the people were scattered.
啊，这主要就是因为他们离开了神。
And this is because they have departed from the Lord.
那神对他们有一个应许。
And the Lord had made them a promise.
说虽然他们被掳啊，但是神要让他们归回。
So even though they were in exile, but the Lord will lead them back.
所以70年以后啊，啊，巴比伦亡了，啊，新的波斯王起来。
So 70 years' time, the new Persian king.
波斯王啊，神就激励这个波斯王的心呐、啊，啊，让以色列民回去重建他们的国家，重建圣殿。
And the Lord moved the hearts of this king so that he allowed the Israelites to return their own country and rebuild their temple.
啊，当时有所罗巴伯大概带了50,000人回去。
And at the time, their leaders led about 50,000 of them back.
很高兴的回来以后啊，啊，他们就立了殿的根基，准备把圣殿重新盖起来。
And after they got back, they built the foundation for the holy temple and were ready to start rebuilding.
啊、但是有一种人叫做撒玛利亚人呐、啊，说你们要盖圣殿，我们跟你们合作。
And then there were the Samaritans, who offered their help to the Israelites.
但是犹太人说啊，这个盖圣殿是我们跟神之间的关系啊，啊，跟你们没有关系，你们跟你们没有份。
But the Israelites retorted, the holy temple should be built by the Israelites exclusively. You have nothing to do with this.
所以撒玛利亚人啊，他们就不高兴，就开始阻挡建殿的工作。
So the Samaritans were displeased and they started, setting up obstacles.
啊，他们一方面破坏以色列民建殿的工程，一方面呢、啊，啊，写信向新的波斯王啊控告。
And on the one hand, they sought to hinder the progress made on the temple. On the other hand, they wrote letters.
所以犹太人啊，他们现在想要建国啊，啊，所以他们要反叛波斯王。
Saying that the Israelites were trying to rebel against the king because they were trying to build their own nation again.
说他们如果圣殿建好了以后啊，可能。啊、这个犹大国就会独立了，脱离波斯王了。
If the temple is rebuilt, then the kingdom of Israel will be established, and they will seek independence.
所以波斯王就下令啊，阻止他们不可以继续盖圣殿的工作。
So the king ordered for them to put a stop on their work.
啊，这个一停啊，就停了16年。
And for the next 16 years, nothing was done.
从536啊，一直到520。
From 536 BC to 520 BC。
那个时候啊，神又激励哈该跟撒加利亚先知。
Then the Lord encouraged the prophets Haggai and
说叫他们要重新起来啊，建造神的殿。
And encouraged them to be reestablished and start working on the temple again.
后来百姓受到激励以后啊，他们就开始建殿。
And when the people were encouraged, they started on their job again.
啊，虽然遇到很多的困难，但是因为神跟他们同在。
Though they encountered a lot of difficulties, because of the abidance of the Lord.
所以很顺利的。啊、在4年当中啊，就把圣殿重建完成。
They were able to complete their work of rebuilding the temple within 4 years' time.
啊，所以这是哈该书里面呢、啊，啊，谈到勉励当时的百姓啊，重建圣殿的经过。
And this is what was recorded in the book of Haggai, the encouragement that Haggai was.
我们现在请看哈该书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai, chapter 1.
哈该书一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
哈该书一章一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
那这个是在旧约圣经啊，从后面看啊。马拉基、撒加利亚，再来就是哈该书第三卷了。导数算过来第三卷。
This is the third last book contained in the Old Testament.
我们看一章一节。
Let's take a look at chapter 1 verse 1.
大利乌王第二年，这个就是西元前520年了。
And this is 520 BC.
啊，六月初一日，神的话就借着先知啊哈该。向犹大省长撒拉底的儿子所罗巴伯和耶沙达的儿子大祭司啊耶稣亚说第二节
Two.
万军的神如主说啊这个百姓说建造神殿的时候还没有来到第三节
Three.
那时神的话临到先知哈该说啊第四节这个殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房屋吗？第五节。
Five.
现在万军的神主主说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的总多，说的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中啊。这里讲到说啊，因为他们圣殿啊立了根基以后啊，而且有荒凉16年了。
Here it basically says that after they had built the foundation of the holy temple, it became desolate for 16 years.
所以百姓都说啊啊，这个现在不是建造神殿的时候了。
And the people said that the time has not come for us to rebuild our Lord's house.
啊，所以既然神还不是让我们建殿的时候，那自己就把自己的家哈啊盖得很漂亮。
So since they do not have to spend time, energy, and material on the house of the Lord, they can focus on their own house.
所以他们都住天花板的房子。
And for that matter, they were able to live in paneled houses.
就是说啊，他们的居住啊啊很考究啊。就建得比较好一点。
Which means that they are able to live in luxuries within their own households.
因为他们只顾到自己的生活啊，任凭啊神的殿荒凉。
Because they only focus on their own daily lives and let the holy temple remain desolate.
啊，所以他们同时失掉了神的祝福。
So at the same time, they also lost the blessings of the Lord.
所以神就透过先知说啊，你们要想想看你们现在的景况。
And that's why the Lord sent words through the prophet to the people, saying, reflect upon what you are doing now.
说你们虽然少了很多种。
Saying, even though you have so much.
但是收成却很少。
But you bring in little.
所以你们的努力啊，但是却没有办法得到相同的报酬。
So even though you have made the efforts, you will not be rewarded in proportion.
结果让他们虽然尽了力量啊，努力的工作啊，但是吃不饱，穿不喝，吃不饱，喝不足。穿不暖。
So even though these people have made the efforts, but they don't have enough to eat, to drink, or to wear.
他说去工作啊。啊，虽然得到一些工钱，但是好像装在那个破掉的袋子里面呢、啊，他、啊、就说进来放到袋子里面，啊就流出去了。
So even though they earn wages, the wages seem to be put into a bag with holes.
啊，先知就告诉他们说：“你们要想想看，你们为什么会这样。
”And the prophet continued to say, "Consider your ways."
我们知道说啊，赏赐是在神。
We know that the blessings is upon the Lord.
神是将万物赐给我们享用的神。
Because he is the one who grant us everything in this world to use.
但是对神的子民来讲，
But in the eyes of the children of the God,
我们要得到神的祝福啊，就是要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
In order to receive his blessings, we have to love him with all our heart, our soul, our might.
还要关心神的家。
And pay attention to his household.
所以你关心神的家，神就祝福你的家。
Because when you do, then the Lord will bless your own household.
所以诗篇里面说啊，神会在耶路撒冷是平安。
That's why Psalm says the Lord will grant peace in Jerusalem.
说耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人啊，必然兴旺。
And those who love you in Jerusalem would live in prosperity.
啊，这个耶路撒冷啊，就是以色列民啊，神统治的一个中心，也是神建造圣殿的地方。
And Jerusalem refers to the center of this religious belief, and also where the holy temple resides.
说那里有大卫家的宝座。
Because that's where the throne of King David resides.
啊，以色列民啊，他们每年啊，都按节期啊，要到耶路撒冷去。拜神，在那边仰望神的荣美。
And every year, in accordance to the festivals, the Israelites would go visit Jerusalem and look upon the glory of the Lord.
所以常常亲近神啊，神的平安喜乐就会常常临到我们。
And if we constantly draw close to the Lord, then our Lord's peace and joy would be upon us.
同样的，关心神的家。
Likewise, if we pay attention to the Lord's household,
说神就会让他兴旺。
The Lord will make us live in prosperity.
这个诗篇的128篇里面啊，谈到一个蒙福的家庭。
And Psalm 128 made mention of a family, a household that is blessed.
说神怎么祝福一个敬畏他的人。
It tells us how the Lord will bless the person who fears him.
所以一个人如果敬畏神所神的道, 他就会从神那里源源得到福气。
It says that if a person abides with our Lord's commandments, then he would constantly receive blessings.
让他在事业上能够顺利, 而且能够享受劳碌的成果。
In his career, he will prosper and he will be able to enjoy the fruit of his labor.
神会让他有一个美满的家庭啊, 夫妻相爱, 儿女啊, 好像很可爱的橄榄枝啊, 在神的面前啊, 成长。
And the Lord would bless his household so that he would be happy living with his spouse and his children would be obedient.
说儿女会围着桌子啊, 好像橄榔摘子一样。
The kids would be surrounding the table like...
这是一个蒙福的一个... 非常幸福美满的家庭的写照。
And this is the image or the portrait of a happy family.
我看了敬畏神的人呢, 就是这样蒙福。
So for those of us who fear the Lord, they will be blessed.
然后说啊, 神会从锡安赐福给你。
And because the Lord would grant happiness to us through Zion.
因为你关心神的家, 常常到锡安敬拜神。
Because you pay attention to the household of the Lord and often worship him in the Mount Zion.
而神会从锡安啊, 祝福给你。
Then the Lord will grant you blessings from Zion.
说你会一生一世看到耶路撒冷的好处。
And throughout your lifetime, you will be able to see the benefit of Jerusalem.
因为神的恩啊, 充满他的教会, 充满他的圣所。
Because the Lord's grace will fill His holy sanctuary.
所以你关心神的家, 神就透过锡安耶路撒冷啊, 祝福给你, 让你尝到耶路撒冷的好处。
Then if you pay attention to our Lord's household, then our Lord will grant blessings to you from His holy sanctuary.
大卫曾经作诗这样说啊,
And King David wrote a poem saying,
有一件事情啊, 我一直在追求,
that there is one thing that's in my constant pursuit.
就是盼望啊, 一生一世啊, 都是在神的殿里面,
which is to dwell within the holy temple of the Lord forever.
因为在那里可以享受神的荣美,
because there I will be able to receive the glory of the Lord.
能够在神的殿里面啊, 来亲近神啊, 向神求问,
and would be able to ask of the Lord and draw close to the Lord in his own temple.
所以到神的殿啊, 可以亲近神, 享受从神来的福乐。
So when we bring ourselves into the holy temple of the Lord, we'll be able to enjoy the blessings that He provides.
说神会让你看到你儿女的儿女。
And it says that the Lord will let you see the children of your children.
就是让你那个健康长寿啊, 享受家庭当中的喜乐。
Which means you can live a long and a prosperous life and enjoy the household and your children.
这是一个敬畏神的人啊，神就是这样祝福给他。
And this tells us how a person who fears the Lord will be blessed.
因为我们人有时候啊，靠自己的方法一直要经营建造。
Because the human often try to depend on their own might and try to make efforts.
说人心可以筹划自己的道路啊，唯有神的旨意才能够立定。
But we know that our own hearts can make their own plans, but only God's will succeed eventually.
所以在诗篇127篇里面讲到说, 如果不是神建造房屋, 建造的人就枉然劳力。
Psalm 127 tells us that if it's not for the Lord who built the house along with us, then those who labor would only labor in vain.
若不是神看守城池看守的人啊, 就枉然警醒。
If it's not the Lord that guards the city, then those who stay watch are only doing that in vain.
所以我们事业家庭要建立起来。
So in order to establish our career and our own family,
除了说我们自己的努力以外啊, 很需要神的帮助。
Other than the efforts that we made ourselves, we also need help from the Lord.
如果没有神的帮助啊, 我们所花费的努力啊, 有时候就会枉然。
Because without His
突然消耗掉。
Because without His abidance, the efforts we made could be made in vain.
因为聪明、智慧、才能、机会啊，都是神给的。
Because the opportunities, the abilities, the wisdom,
所以所罗门呢、啊、就特别提到说啊，聪明的不一定能够成功得资财。
That's why King Solomon said those of us who are smart may not necessarily gain wealth through their smartness.
快跑的未必得赢。
And those who are able to run faster may not often succeed in the end.
敏锐征战的不一定能够得胜。
And those with the might may not often win the battle.
所以人可以计划，可以努力。
So the humans can make efforts and make plans.
但是那个成功的关键呢、啊，就是在乎神的怜悯，给人好机会。
But the success is dependent upon God's mercy and the opportunities He provides.
哦，所以我们知道说啊，赏赐在神呐、啊，收取也在神。
So we know, the blessings are dependent upon the Lord.
一个敬畏神的人，神就是这样赐福给他。
And if a person reveres the Lord, then the Lord will bless him.
啊，那当时的犹太人呐、啊，他们回来以后啊，因为建殿遭到阻挡。
At the time, the Israelites returned to their own country, and because of the hindrance they encountered on rebuilding the temple,
所以他们就借口说啊，啊，建殿的时机还没有到呢。
So they say, well, it mustn't be the time for us to rebuild the temple.
啊，他们看重自己的生活啊，啊，过于神的事情。
And they started to place emphasis on their own living standard.
啊，用一些上等的材料，把自己每个人的家庭啊都盖得很舒适。
And made their own household cozy and comfortable with the expensive materials.
啊，但是对神的殿啊一点都不关心啊，这个让他荒凉了。
Well, paid no attention to the holy temple and let it remain desolate.
啊，所以他们就失掉了神的祝福。
And because of that reason, they lost the blessings of God.
所以先知说，你们想想看，你们现在的处境。
And that's why the prophet said, consider your ways.
啊，为什么这样呢？
Why is it so?
我们再看哈该书一章第九节。
Let's take a look at the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 9.
哈该书一章第九节。
Haggai, chapter 1, verse 9.
说你们盼望多得，所得的却少。你们说到家中，我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人呐、啊、却顾自己的房屋。这是万军的神说的。第十节。
Ten.
所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。十一节。
11.
我命干旱临到地土，山冈五谷新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民牲畜以及人所一切劳碌得来的、哦、这个是继续啊，先知告诉他们说，为什么你们这样劳碌啊，希望说得多一点呢、啊？啊，结果却没有办法达到你们的愿望。
Here, through the mouth of the Haggai, the prophet Haggai, the people were told why, after their labor, they were rewarded little.
说因为你们让神的殿荒凉了。
It is because the Lord's household was
每个人主顾自己的房屋。
And everyone runs his own household.
啊，所以神就让天啊不降甘露不降雨。
And for that matter, the heavens above them withhold dew.
啊，所以地也就不出土产了。
And the earth withholds its fruit.
所以人一切的劳碌啊，就最后都归空了。
And for that matter, all the efforts made by the people were made in vain.
啊，所以先知先叫他们醒察醒察啊，现在他们所遭遇到的困境。
So the prophet told the people to consider their own ways.
啊，然后鼓励他们说啊。啊，要恢复建殿的工作。
He then encouraged them to resume on their labor of building the temple.
我们看哈该书一章的第八节。
Let's take a look at Haggai chapter 1 verse 8.
哈该书一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
说你们要上山取木料建造这个殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是神说的。所以先知就鼓励他们了。
So here the prophet encouraged the people.
所以你们现在最主要的目的工作、啊、就是要上山取木料。
That the main task they need to perform at that point of time is to go up to the mountains and bring wood.
啊，就是要去啊准备一些材料啊来建造神的殿。
So that they can prepare the materials in order to rebuild the holy temple.
啊，这个殿建成了，神就会喜乐，能够得荣耀。
And once the temple is rebuilt, the Lord will be pleased and will be able to receive glory.
百姓就能够重新得到神的祝福。
Then the people would be able to receive the blessings again.
这是先知啊对他们的激励。
And this is the encouragement the prophet provided them.
当然这个建殿的材料应该很多啦。
And obviously there will be all sorts of different materials that could be used.
我们等一下才来谈这个建殿的材料对我们的教训。
And we'll be able to learn the lesson from those later.
我们来看十二节。
Let's take a look at verse 12.
一章十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
说那个时候啊，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司耶稣雅，并剩下的百姓啊，都听从主他们的神的话，和先知哈该奉主他们神差来所说的话。百姓也在神的面前啊，存敬畏的心啊。说当时的领袖啊，这个所罗巴伯跟耶稣雅。
So here is describing to us the leaders of that time, Zerubbabel and Joshua.
还有所有的百姓。
And all the Israelite people.
啊，他们听了先知的劝勉以后啊，说他们对神啊就产生敬畏的心。
Once they heard the voice of the prophet, they feared the presence.
所以他们就立志啊，还要恢复建造神殿的工作。
And they made up their mind to resume the work on the holy temple.
那所以借着先知，借着神的话，啊，可以对我们有一些激励啊。
So through the words of the Lord that was relayed to us through the mouth of the prophet, we received encouragement.
因为神的话能够带着力量。
Because the words from the Lord has strength.
啊，是我们呐、啊、得力的一个来源。
And it's one of the sources of our strength.
啊，神有时候借着他的工人，借着先知啊，来传达信息。
And sometimes through the mouth of his holy workers, the Lord will relay his messages to us.
而圣经里面说啊，不要藐视先知的讲论。
That's why the Bible told us not to despise the warning and teachings from the prophets.
我们如果能够把神的话语啊，常常存在心中啊，思想去遵行。
If we can constantly hold our Lord's words inside our hearts and constantly reflect upon them.
所以在你所行的事上啊，神的福气就跟着来。
Then in everything that we do, the blessings from the Lord will be with us.
所以他们呢、啊，听了先知的话以后啊，对神啊就产生敬畏的心。
So when the people heard the word from the Lord, they feared the presence of the Lord.
所以他们知道说这是从神来的话，神的激励啊，所以他们就照着做。
Because they knew these are words coming from the Lord himself, so they followed.
虽然面对啊建殿的工作、啊、很艰难。
Even though it's a difficult task that they were facing.
但是神马上给他们的安慰跟激励。
But the Lord constantly provided them with comfort and
encouragement. 所以十三节以下就是神第二次啊的话语，神的信息第二次又临到。
So from verse 13 and on, it's recorded the second messages that the Lord have given them.
我们看十三节。
Let's take a look at verse 13.
说神的使者哈该啊，奉神差遣对百姓说，神说我要跟你们同在。十四节。
14.
神激动了犹大城长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司啊耶稣雅。并剩下这百姓的心，他们都来到，他们就来为万军的神啊，他们神万军的主，他们神的殿啊，来做工。十五节
，15，
这是大利乌王啊，第二年六月二十四日。所以他们受了激励以后啊，他们就开始起来要来做神的工了。
So after they were encouraged, they start up and getting ready to work on the Lord's commands.
啊，神就透过先知啊，第二次啊，传达给他们一个信息。
And through the mouth of the prophet, the Lord relayed his second message to them.
虽然短短的一句话说啊，神说啊，我要跟你们同在。
It was a very short sentence. It says, "I am with you."
虽然这些短短的一句话，但是百姓对百姓来讲啊，这个激励太大了。
Even though this is a short message, but it's great encouragement.
因为有神同在的话，我们还有什么 困难的事情呢
Because with God's abidance, there is nothing to fear, or there is nothing too difficult to accomplish.
我们还有什么做不到的事情呢
And there is nothing that could not be done.
神叫摩西说啊，你去带领以色列民出埃及。
When the Lord told Moses, you go ahead and lead the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
摩西那个时候说啊，我是什么人呢
And Moses responded by saying, who am I?
啊，因为他在埃及啊，曾经打死了埃及人啊，所以他就逃到旷野的地方。
Because in the past he killed the Egyptians, and for fear of his own life, he escaped into the wilderness.
他在那边呢、啊，牧羊四十年。
And he became a shepherd of sheep for.
原来他以为说啊，我是那个法老女儿的儿子的孙女呢，我可以来救我自己的同胞。
Initially, he thought that he was the son of the Pharaoh's daughters, and with that status, he would be able to save his own people.
本来他以为说啊，我学了埃及界的学问啊，说话行事都有才干。
And he thought that he had the knowledge and he was educated, so he had the ability to do what he wanted.
所以要凭着自己的能力血气啊。而来做神的工。
So with his might, his own strength, he would be able to accomplish God's holy work.
那神觉得说啊，他还不行啊，所以让他到旷野去操练四十年。
But the Lord did not feel that it was enough. For that matter, he was trained 40 years in the wilderness.
神在那个荆棘的火焰中啊，向他显现。
And then the Lord appeared to him in a burning bush.
说以色列人在埃及人当中啊，所受的苦我看见了。
Saying, I have witnessed the sufferings the Israelites had endured amongst the Egyptians.
啊，他们的哀声啊，我听见了。
And the cry had reached out to me.
我现在下来啊，就是派你去把他们救出来。
Now I want you to go on my command and save these people.
摩西说啊，我是什么人？我怎么去见以色列人？去跟法老说？
But Moses responded, Who am I? How would I be able to go face the Pharaoh himself?
以色列人一定不会相信我的。
Because the Israelites themselves will not believe me.
啊，法老王更不会听我的话。
And the Pharaoh would certainly not listen to me.
而且我是一个拙口笨舌的人。
Plus, I'm not an eloquent person.
啊，所以啊，我没有办法去。
And I can't go.
那神说啊，你那个手里面拿个什么东西？
But the Lord asked, what are you holding in your hand?
那只是一根啊，牧羊的杖。
He said, it's a staff.
神就借着这个杖啊，叫他行神迹啊。
And then through the staff, the Lord performed miracles.
就在地上可以，杖就变蛇。
When the staff was cast to the ground, it was turned into a snake. And when it's carried up, it turns back into the staff again.
所以摩西啊，好像这一根杖一样。
So Moses was like this staff.
啊，只是一个啊木头，一个很卑贱的东西。
He was a humble vessel.
但人虽然是软弱的器皿，交在神的手里，却能够显出莫大的能力来。
But even though humans are weak, but in the hands of the Lord, they can the Lord's strength and miracle could be revealed through them.
借着那一根杖啊，在埃及行了十件大神迹啊。让法老王屈服，让以色列民离开。
So through the staff, 10 miracles were performed, and eventually the Pharaoh submitted, and the people were able to leave the land of Egypt.
啊，在旷野当中啊，遇到任何的困难呢、啊，啊，就举杖向神祷告，神就一一为他们开路。
And in the wilderness, every time when they encounter difficulties, Moses will raise up his staff, and the Lord would answer to his call.
所以人没有办法做什么，但是如果有神跟他们同在啊。就没有难成的事情了。
So though humans are not really able to accomplish anything, but with the abidance of the Lord, there is nothing that could not be done.
米甸人啊，几十万人要来跟以色列人打仗。
The Midianites gathered tens and thousands of people so that they can come and wage wars against the Israelites.
神叫基甸说啊，你去跟他们打。
And the Lord commanded Gideon to say, "Go ahead, fight them."
基甸说啊，我怎么有办法呢？
And Gideon responded by saying, How would I be able to do that?
啊，在我们家族当中，我们是最卑微的。
Because in our own household, we were the most lowly of all.
神说，我如果跟你同在啊，你要击打那么多人啊，就好像攻击一个人一样。
But the Lord said with me, to fight all these people is equivalent to fighting one.
神也对耶稣亚说啊，如果神跟你同在的话， 在你一生当中啊，没有一个敌人可以在你面前站立得住。
And God also told Joshua, if with my abidance, no enemy can withstand you.
他说真的，如果神跟我们同在的话，我们还怕什么呢？
So if we have God's abidance, there is nothing, that we should fear.
所以虽然短短的一句话，神跟你同在，但是啊，却对以色列百姓带来非常大的鼓舞跟力量。
So even though this is a very short message, I am with you, but it brought great strength and encouragement to the Israelites people.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8.
31节。
Verse
31. 罗马书八章31节。
Romans chapter 8, verse
31. 说既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？32节。32。神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人死了，岂不也把万物看他一同白白的赐给我们吗？33节。33。谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。34节。34。谁能够定我们的罪呢？有基督耶稣啊，已经死了，而且从死里复活，现在在神的右边呢、啊，也替我们祈求。35节。
35。
说谁能够使我们跟基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿，是赤身裸体吗？是危险、刀剑吗？看38节。
Take a look 36, 38。
说因为深信无论死是生，天使是掌权有能的，现在的事将来的事。39节。
39。
是高处，是第一次，是别的受造之物啊，都不能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝啊。啊，这个爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。这里讲到说啊，如果有神帮助我们啊，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
So here it says, with the help from the Lord, who can be against us?
因为神是全能的，人是没有办法跟神作对的。
Because God is Almighty and no human can withstand Him.
所以保罗曾经啊，逼迫教会，神对他说：“你要用脚踢刺，那是难的。”
And that's why when Paul was persecuting the church and church members, and the Lord told him, "If you want to kick against the gourd, it's difficult."
所以有神帮助我们，没有克服不了的困难。
So with the help from the Lord, there is nothing that we cannot overcome.
他说神既然爱我们呢、啊，他的爱是全备的。
So since the Lord loves us and His love is all encompassing.
他既然把自己的儿子都替我们牺牲了。
And have sacrificed His own Son on our own behalf.
啊、还有比什么比儿子啊更宝贵的
？And what is there that's more valuable than his own his one and only begotten？
既然他的独生子都赐给我们了
，since he already granted us his own，
所以他难道不会把万物跟啊他跟救主一同白白赐给我们吗
？Then he will most definitely bless us with everything else in this world。
啊、所以既然主耶稣为我们牺牲流血舍命了、啊、所以没有人可以再控告我们。
So since our Lord Jesus Christ have sacrificed on our behalf, then nobody else could persecute us.
也没有一件事情能够让我们跟基督的爱来隔绝。
And there is nothing in this world that could separate us from the love of our Lord Jesus.
作为一个信靠主的人、啊、有主同在、啊、我们就能够得胜有余。
So for those of us who believe in our Lord and have our Lord's abidance, then they would always be able to overcome.
所以对当时的犹太人是这样，对我们今天也是一样。
This is true to the Israelites living at that age, and this is also true to people living nowadays.
所以他们就奋勇啊，开始做神的工。
And with that encouragement, they started working on the task they were given.
先知告诉他们说，你们要上山取木料来建造神的殿。
The prophet told them to go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple.
我们知道说所罗门在建造圣殿的时候、啊、两个很重要的材料，一个是木头，一个石头。
We know that when King Solomon was building the Holy Temple, there were two most important materials that he had to use, and one is the wood, the other is stone.
那个上好的木料是从那个黎巴嫩山 推罗王 在那边山上砍好以后、用那个、 啊，把它绑在一起，让那个水流啊啊流到约帕港啊，然后他们再拿起来。
And the best of the wood that was used came from another country, from Lebanon, where they were cut down and bound together and put into the river and it flew.
啊，就他们主要的那个木头啊，也是从黎巴，他们要第二次重建圣殿，主要的木头也是从推伦啊。西顿那个地方来。
And the second time when they rebuilt the temple, the best of the wood that was used came from the same
region. 啊，这个在以斯拉记第三章就有谈到。
And this was recorded in Ezra.
啊，那神还要他们让他们到那个山上啊，耶路撒冷的山上啊，啊，再去取一般的木头。
And the Lord also commanded them to go up to the mountains in Jerusalem and
啊，一起来建造神的殿。
And so that they can be used to build a temple.
啊，另外建殿的一个材料就是石头。
And the other material, the stone.
所罗门王的时候，花了十几万的人呐、啊，啊，他们轮班啊，在这个山上啊，挖石头。
The King Solomon's time, tens of thousands of people employed to get the stone from the mountain.
啊，说那个石头挖出来又大又美的石头啊，然后慢慢凿啊，把它凿好以后啊，啊，就搬到。建殿的地方。
And when the stones were unearthed, they were chiseled into shape, and then they were being carried to the site where the temple was being built.
然后把那个石头啊，啊就一块一块啊，啊就把它叠起来。
Then the stones were put on top of each other.
所以列王记上六章第七节说啊，他们在建圣殿的时候啊，那个建殿的地方啊，没有那个器具啊。啊，武器、铁器的声音啊，没有在那边敲敲打打。
So in as was recorded in First Kings chapter 6 verse 7, in the place where they built the temple, there was no noise.
因为所有的大石头啊，都已经凿好了，储存都已经量好了啊，然后把它搬到圣殿的地方，就按照那个储存就把它。
Because all the stones were already measured and chiseled and brought over to the place where they got stacked.
所以他们是在安静当中啊，来建造神的殿。
So they were able to build the holy temple in quietness.
所以这对我们今天的教训呢、啊，就是我们也要用各样的材料啊来建造神的殿。
So the lessons we learned today is we should also employ different materials to build the temple.
啊，这是一个属灵的殿。
It is a spiritual temple.
所以保罗说啊，他是一个聪明的工头。
So Paul said that he is a smart laborer.
所以他把耶稣基督啊这个房角石，把这个根基先立好。
And he was able to build the foundation with the capstone first.
啊，我们每一个人啊，就在这个根基上啊。啊，来建造工程。
And from the foundation, each and every one of us was able to build our own temples.
所以有的人是用金银宝石来建造。
And some people would use silver and gold and gemstones.
那有的人啊，是用草木禾秸来建造。
And some would use wood or grass.
每个人建造的材料都不一样。
And they use different materials.
那后来神用火啊，把它烧一烧啊，考验一下。
But then the Lord will come and test their buildings with fire.
那些金银宝石建造的工程啊，就存留下来了。
And those that were made with silver and gold would remain.
草木禾秸的工程啊，火一烧啊，就没有掉了。
But those that were made with wood and grass were burned.
所以我们信仰啊，我们在建设神的教会啊，好像建造工程一样。
So when we build the holy temple of the Lord, it's like working on the task.
我们怎样存心啊？啊，用什么样的材料来建造神的家、神的殿
？So the plans that we made and the materials we used matter.
啊，将来神会给我们量一量啊，啊，测验一下，是不是合神的标准
？And in the end, the Lord Himself will test them and. To see if they are done in accordance to God's.
啊，另外一方面呢、啊，我们每一个人呢、啊，都是建殿的石头啊。
Furthermore, every single one of us serve as the stone that were used to build the temple.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's take a look at First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
彼得前书二章第四节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
说主乃是活石。 固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。第五节
Five.
你们来到主的面前，也就像活石，要被建造成为灵宫，这圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督啊，奉献神所悦纳的活祭。这里讲到说主耶稣是那个活的石头。
So here it says, our Lord Jesus Christ is a living stone.
所以说啊，他是跟随着以色列民啊，行旷野的灵磐石。
So he is the rock that had followed the Israelites when they wandered in the wilderness.
是给他们食物，是给他们活水。
And which granted them food and
是给他们命
and life.
好、哦，跟随着他们呐、啊，走旷野的道路。
Which followed him throughout their years in the wilderness.
那、啊、今天呢、啊，建造神的教会也是一样，主耶稣是一个。非常宝贵的活石头。
And today is the same story that our Lord Jesus Christ serves as a living stone.
说把它放在锡安，信靠他的人不羞愧。
And when it was laid down in Zion, those who depend on him will not feel ashamed.
但是对那些不信的人呐、啊，说这一块石头变成他们的跌倒的石头，绊脚石。
But for those who do not believe, then this becomes the stumbling stone for them.
所以对相信的人呐、啊。主耶稣啊，就是宝贵的磐石，是我们坚强的依靠，我们平安喜乐的泉源。
So for those of us who believe, our Lord Jesus Christ serves as living stone or the source of our happiness.
啊，我们每一个信靠主的人呐、啊，我们也要成为一个活的石头。
And those of us who believe in the Lord should also be like a living stone.
是一个非常宝贵啊，建造圣殿的材料。
Be the precious material used to build.
我们再看启示录二十一章。
Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
第十节。
Verse 10.
启示录二十一章第十节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 10.
说我被圣灵感动啊，天使就带我到一座高大的山。将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。十一节
11.
城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极宝贵的宝石，好像碧玉一样。我们再看啊，十七节，
Let's not read verse
21 17. 21章17节。
Chapter 21 verse 17.
哦，又量了城墙按人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有144座。18节。
18.
墙是碧玉造的，城是坚金的，如同明镜的玻璃。19节。
19.
城墙的根基是各样的宝石修饰的，有碧玉、蓝宝石、绿宝石、绿玛瑙、红玛瑙、红宝石、黄碧玺、水苍玉、红碧玺、翡翠、紫玛瑙、紫晶啊。这里讲到说神的城啊，这个神的教会好像从天上降下来的圣城。
So here is described to us the holy temple that descended from heaven onto you.
啊，这个城啊，充满着荣耀的光辉啊，像个非常宝贵的宝石。
And the city was filled with the glory of the God.
有很高大的墙啊，所以内外啊有分别。
And it has high surrounding walls, so it separated.
啊，这个墙角啊，还有门啊，都是珍珠做的。
And the wall was built with
啊，这个珍珠啊，就是指着神的真理。
Which refers to the truth of the Lord.
啊，这个宝石啊，就是指着信徒。
And the precious stones here refer to the believers.
所以我们都是啊，建造这个圣城的宝石啊。
So we each of us is referred to as the
在神来看呢、啊，每一个人都相当宝贵，都能够发出荣耀的光辉来。
Because in the eyes of the Lord, every single one of us is precious and have the ability to have our Lord's glory revealed.
所以我们如果能够有好的灵修、好的美德啊，都能够在这个世界上发光啊，好像荣耀的宝石一样。
So if we have virtue and have a good spiritual cultivation, we will be able to have our Lord's lights.
所以我们看到教会里面的确很多啊，灵性上相当好的 长辈弟兄姐妹。
And it is true that we will be able to see many members or elders in our church who have very good spiritual
revelation. 当然这也是我们努力追求的目标。
And this is also the goal that we're pursuing after.
能够过一种分别为圣来荣耀神的为主发光的生活。
That we will be able to sanctify us and live a life with our Lord's light shining through.
所以我们一方面要用好的材料来建造神的殿。
So on the one hand, we need to use good materials to build our temple.
一方面我们本身就是非常尊贵、非常贵重的活石头。
And on the other, we have to understand our own status as the precious stones for the Lord.
在我们身上把基督的荣耀把它发挥出来。
So that the glory of the Christ will be revealed through us.
来显明生命的道。
And so that the life's truth will be revealed through us.
来建造这个属灵神的殿。
And with this, we will be able to build our spiritual temple.
除了这个建造教会当然盖会堂也是很重要。
Other than building the church, it's also important to build the chapel.
因为从这个会堂的买会堂和盖会堂，让我们来学习怎么样来盖一个属灵的殿。
Because through this process of buying, purchasing the chapel, we would also learn.
同心何以来兴旺神的福音。
How to renew or reestablish the gospel of the world.
虽然17年前1993年的时候我们买这个会堂。
In 1993, we purchased the temple that we're in as of this moment.
那个时候我们很多弟兄姐妹大家很同心，所以神就把这个会堂赐给我们。
Then our brothers and sisters were acting in one accord, so the Lord granted us this chapel.
有的人会认为说为什么我们17年以后我们现在还要再重新买会堂。
And some people would ask, how come 17 years later, we now have to buy another chapel?
其实这是神给我们在另外一次得恩典的机会。
In fact, this is another opportunity that God granted us so that we can regain His blessing.
好像以色列民他们第一次过红海。
When the Israelites crossed the Red Sea for the first time,
他们在那里看到神的荣耀、神的拯救。
They were able to witness God's rescue and His glory.
后来经过了40年的旷野生活以后，
Then 40 years of living in the wilderness,
神又把他们带领过约旦河。
They were brought to the bank of the river Jordan.
这是百姓另外一个经历。
And this is another experience.
因为以前过红海的那些人有的都不在了。
Because those who crossed the Red Sea have now already perished.
很多都旷野当中生长的新一代。
And those that were living at that time were given birth.
所以神要让他们再一次来经历神的大能。
So these people were able to once again experience the or witness the great might.
所以他们在旷野的操练以后他们信心相当好。
That's why after the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, their faith was.
神说那一条路你们没有走过。
And the Lord said, "You have not gone past that way."
虽然以前他们很怕那个亚纳族人。
Even though they were very much afraid of the Ammonite.
但是他们经过了操练以后的信心就不一样了。
But after the testing and trainings provided by the Lord, their faith was.
神说你们就跟着耶柜走。
And they were able to follow the ark.
抬耶柜的人脚一踏到水里河水就断绝。
And for those carrying the ark, the minute their foot, the minute they set foot on the river, the water stopped.
所以百姓就可以过河了。
And because of that, they were able to cross.
过去以后面对七年的征战就把那一块地完全的占领起来。
And afterwards, with 7 years of battling and fighting, they were able to occupy the entire.
所以这都是他们信心经过操练以后达到完全得胜的一种生活。
So this tells us, after the training and testing provided to their faith, that they were able to succeed.
所以神给我们再一次的机会就是让我们能够来经历神的作为。
So God gave us opportunities again and again so that we'll be able to witness His.
再一次来学习怎样同心合意来完成神托付给我们的一个工作。
And to learn how to be able to accomplish the task that He gave.
所以每一个人尽到自己的本分。
So every single one of us should be performing our own duties.
那个上山起木料
And we should go up to the mountain and bring wood.
来一起啊，建造神的殿。
To build the temple of the Lord.
他说这个神的殿啊，就能够完成啊，而且充满着神的荣美。
And then the temple will be complete and it will be filled with the glory of God.
啊，所以我们盼望说啊，我们在同心合意当中啊。来完成神托付给我们的工作。
So we hope that we'll be able to work, in one accord, and accomplish the task.
我们现在要买会堂啊，比17年前呢 讲起来啊，神的预备更多。
And to purchase another temple after 17 years, as of this point of time,
我记得那个时候啊，我们信徒啊，差不多啊，但是只有13万。
We were more prepared than we were before because then we had probably $130,000.
对方开价50万，但是我们是40万现金买下来。
And the asking price was $500,000, but eventually we were able to buy it with 400.
买完会堂以后还剩下9万块。
And after purchasing the temple, we still had 90,000.
所以那个时候啊，大家都经历到那个神的预备啊，真的是相当的，神的恩典啊，真的是够用。
So through this experience, we realized that our God's grace is sufficient for us.
啊，所以那个时候大家很喜乐。
And so people were very joyful at the time.
啊，现在我们要重新买会堂啊。其实神给我们敬畏上的预备啊，已经相当足了。
And now we're faced with the same task and the preparation that the Lord had prepared for us.
我们现在所面对的就是地点的问题。
But the concern we have as of this moment is the location.
啊，到底神要在哪里兴起他的工作
？And where exactly is the place that the Lord
哪一个地方是最适合我们聚会的地方
？And where is the best place for us?
这个我们不知道。
We don't know yet.
但是我们知道啊，神一定有他的预备。
But we know our Lord has made His preparation.
他说我们只有同心合意啊，让神的旨意显明出来。
So we have to work in one accord so that the Lord's will be revealed to us.
啊，这是我们要同心合意祷告的地方。
And this is what we have to pray for.
啊，求神啊，亲自带领啊，啊让。神的美好的主意能够显明出来。
May the Lord guide us so that His beautiful view, will be revealed to us.
那我们下午就继续啊，来查第二章。
And this afternoon, we are going to focus on the second chapter.
我们来唱诗380首。
Let's sing hymn 380.
380.
380.